Time for business news. Here's Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. There was a sharp decline in activity in the manufacturing sector in June. This is according to the latest Purchasing Managers Index, the monthly measure of activity in the sector carried out by AIB. David McNamara is AIB's chief economist. This was the sharpest decline in activity in nearly a year, David. The sector appears to have gone from deep contraction in the pandemic to recovery to contraction again. Is this cyclical or something a little more worrying?
Look, I think it's a continuing trend that we've seen over 18 months of weakness in the sector. And just for listeners who aren't aware of the index, a level over 50 is growth, a level under 50 is contraction. The index came in at 47.4 in June, down from 49.8. And what you're seeing across the index and all the various parts of it that we cover, you're seeing a sharp fall in both output and new orders. Employment is still flat, but firms are flagging that they may struggle to retain staff amidst challenging trading conditions. And we're also seeing the sector impacted by inflation. And unfortunately, that's a continuation of a long trend, higher raw material prices, and they're having to pass on those prices to their clients again in June.
Yes, inflation is still a problem. Has the scourge of inflation not really left us to the extent that we might have thought or hoped indeed?
Look, I think when you see spikes, be they temporary or not, or prolonged, they usually feed through, particularly in commodities and other raw materials, quickly to the manufacturing sector. So if you look at what we've seen in commodities markets over the first half of this year, oil prices are higher than they were in December, albeit they've come off their peaks that we saw in April and May. And then other key inputs and raw materials, we have seen an increase. And in a world where we've got increased geopolitical risk from wars in Ukraine, in the Middle East, impacts on supply chains from disruptions, for example, to the Red Sea route, key trading route to Europe, you will always see these impacts show up quite quickly in the manufacturing sector. So while inflation has come back down to target and the ECB is set to cut, you do see these spikes feed through quite quickly to manufacturers.
And that, of course, gets fed right through to consumers. You mentioned the employment situation. We've had a remarkably tight labour market for the past few years in pretty much every sector. Is that showing signs of loosening now in the manufacturing sector?
Look, I think it's important to put the manufacturing sector into context. It's a very important sector. But if you look at the Irish economy, we're all really about services. So services is over half of the economy. It's about 40% of employment. Manufacturing is about 12% of employment. So it's very important, and it's very important in certain parts of the country. But the services sector, and if you look at the surveys from ourselves over the past few months, is still in growth mode and still adding jobs. And I think that's important. But I suppose what this survey suggests to me is that the economy might not be firing on all cylinders at the minute.
So might we be looking at a situation where this subdued activity might be improving in the next while? Or what is the outlook?
Yeah, so if you look, we have a question in the survey which asks manufacturers what their expectations are over the coming 12 months. So I suppose a silver lining in a pretty bad survey is that they are expecting activity to pick up. They're citing central bank rate cuts as being supportive, and they're also, you know, suggesting that they will see activity improve. So I think that's important, because if you're expecting activity to improve, you will continue to invest and probably continue to take on new hires. So I think that's one silver lining in an otherwise poor survey this month.
David McNamara, chief economist at AIB, thank you very much indeed.